Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, hosted by me, Megan Barrett. One thing I've learned in my own life and from the women I've coached is that when things aren't going the way you want, there's a reason. The truth that most people don't know is that your unconscious beliefs are hiding beneath every decision in your life and are directly responsible for creating your results. Here on the podcast and inside my coaching programs, we dig deep to get to the root of what's happening. Not only to heal the past, but to rewrite the script. So whether you want to grow your own business, become a more patient mom, or just heal your past wounds and live into the real you, I'm here to guide you towards a life that's rooted in love, truth, and authenticity, where you are able to fully trust and lean into your own intuition. Thanks for being here. Let's dig into today's episode. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about human design and gifts. So human design, I've had episodes about this in the past. I don't think it's new to most of you, but if it is, you can go back and listen to some of the previous episodes I have on human design. I'll give you the most briefest explanation possible. Human design is known as the science of differentiation. And what that means is it's just like a way to see how each person is different from somebody else and how each person is unique, which fits so well into this topic that we're talking about gifts and owning your gifts and kind of finding that uniqueness inside of you, because we all have those things inside of us that are just kind of waiting to be let out. And part of it, I will say, is timing, right? Like, I am putting out this program that I haven't announced to the world yet as of the airing of this podcast, but will be in my training on Thursday, the 28th. And this program is all about finding your gifts and owning your gifts and taking action from your gifts. And I wouldn't have been able to put this program into the world 2 years ago because I hadn't had the experience of unearthing and getting to the root of some of these layers inside of myself, like new levels of knowing myself and really knowing my own passions and my desires. So I want to say that because everyone has their own timeline that they're on, right? So you are at the place you're at right now for a reason, and there are lessons for you here, and there are beautiful things for you here. And I just want to honor that we're not all at the same place in the timeline. And I don't think it's realistic to expect to just all of a sudden know everything about you and just be able to embody every single thing. Like, it happens in layers. And so this program that I'll be announcing in the next few days is really helping you get to this next layer wherever you're at. So in the episode today, I wanted to walk through the different centers in the human design chart. You can get a free chart at myhumandesign.com. There are so many places to get a free human design chart. If you just Google free human design chart, you'll be able to get it. You just need your birth date, your birth time, and where you were born in order to get it, because it's based on when you were born. So there's 9 centers. If you see your chart, if you have it in front of you, or maybe you just know what it looks like in your head, there's like some of them are triangles, there's some squares, there's all different sorts of shapes. So, and there's 9 of them. And some people can get very overwhelmed, even just with the centers. Human design is a system that goes very deep, and you can go into rabbit holes upon rabbit holes upon rabbit holes. Today, we're staying pretty at the top of the rabbit hole. We're going through the centers, which are the big shapes on your chart. So each of the centers has a name, and they each have like their own unique energy and like the way that you are going to experience it. I'm going to talk specifically about your defined centers today, which are the centers that are colored in. They're not white. Okay, so the shapes, the big shapes on your chart that are colored in are your defined centers. This is where you have like a consistent access to this type of energy. And each of those each of the centers has a name, and I'll walk through each of them individually and talk a little bit about them and how that might show up for you and how that actually is a gift. So I like to think of the defined centers as kind of like the more masculine energy that we have, where we're putting something out into the world. In business, this can sometimes be represented as like an online course. Like maybe you're creating a product, you're creating something, you're putting it out into the world, and that can happen really through those defined centers. So you can already probably see how it can be beneficial to know your unique design as you're navigating your business, as you're navigating whatever you're working on, even in your career, if you work a corporate 9-to-5, how can you best use your energy or your gifts or your design to, like, in the way that you are created to. So we're going to start up at the top. The very top shape is the head center. So if you have a defined head, the gift here is really like you are inspirational and you are curious. And this is just the center for inspiration and ideas. So you'll probably ask inspiring questions. So if you have a defined head, you'll be a really great person to brainstorm with because you're going to have that like kind of consistent and fixed way of thinking about things. If you are a business owner, if you have an audience or people who you talk to, customers, clients, whatever, you may find that it's helpful if you ask them questions, asking them to think in a different way. So it's very much about inspiration, curiosity, ideas, and you can see how this can be a gift, right? Right. Okay, we're going to move down to the next center is the Ajna. And this one is the center of like perspectives, beliefs, opinions. And when you have this center defined, it'll be colored in on your chart. This is where you're really intentional about your perspective and you have a consistent way of kind of viewing things. It's like this filter that things go through. It's like a belief filter, and you have a consistent way of processing information. So you can share advice when it's of service. You can teach, educate, and create in a very like specific way that's going to support the people around you. And it can be really beneficial for you to share your beliefs and perspectives about how you choose to see the world. And this is a gift, right? Now that we have the head and the Ajna, I want to pause for a second because I think if you have one or both of these defined, you may have experiences in the past where people maybe want you to be more open-minded, or maybe they want you to think about all the different possibilities of how something can happen. And that is like not exactly in alignment for you when you have a defined head and Ajna, because you have a specific way of viewing the world and processing the information. And I want to give an example here. One of my daughters, my middle daughter, is a mental projector, which means she actually only has the Ajna and the head defined. And she is so specific when she has an idea. It's like, oh, I'm going to go sit on that rock over there and I'm going to sit down and then I'm going to eat my snack and I'm going to like color this piece of paper. And it's like, great, I just saw a rock. Like I could think of, like I have an open and undefined Ajna. So I'm like, I can think of 15 different things you could do with that rock. But she thinks of one and that's like what she's gonna do. And so if you have this defined Ajna or defined head, it's important to be able to see that your human design chart and know that this is a gift and this is how you were designed. This makes you unique. And I share that story because if I was not aware of her human design, I might be like, wow, she's just very rigid in her ways. Like I might use a phrase like that, which could be very damaging to a child, any sort of labels that we give them. And I think when we can start to see the gift in each person and each design and each center as I'm going through them, the more impact we can have, I mean, on our kids and our business, all everywhere. But the more we can just see each other as, wow, that person is different than me, and that is a gift, right? Not everyone does this, obviously, but I think that it would be really great if we all did. Okay, we're going to move down to the throat. The throat center is the third one down from the top. If you have a defined throat, that means you have a consistent voice. You have kind of a consistent way of speaking. You have consistent access to like speaking whatever it's connected to. So if your throat's connected to whatever center, that's the type of information that you're going to be sharing. If it's connected to your emotional center, it's going to be easier for you to speak about your emotions. If it's connected to your ajna, it's going to be easier for you to speak about your perspectives and your beliefs. If it's connected to your spleen, it's going to be easier for you to share like your intuition and health and all those things that the spleen holds. So I can keep going forever, but the throat, when you're in alignment with a defined throat, you're going to be using your voice because you're going to have consistent access to energy in your voice. You're going to be using it to contribute to the conversation, being an advocate for other people. So speaking up for people who may not have the opportunity to speak. You can turn inspiration into action through using your inspiring words. When you have a defined throat, people are going to hear what you're saying differently because it's going to have a different energy than if you had an undefined throat. That does not mean that if you have an undefined throat, people aren't hearing you. It's just a different thing. It's just different. And when you have a defined throat, if you're in alignment with this, it's really feeling comfortable being seen because you have this voice and you're here to speak. And you can see how this is a gift, right? And so sharing your voice in whatever way feels best for you, you can allow it to be polarizing. Like you can have opinions and the people who are going to come alongside with those opinions are going to follow you and they're going to gravitate towards you. With this one, I want to share a little bit about my story. I have a defined throat. But most of my life, I've been very, very quiet and kind of made up this story that I needed to be quiet in order to be who I was supposed to be. Like that was kind of my story that I told myself. And so after learning human design and really digging in a little bit, seeing my design and seeing, oh, I have a defined throat. I'm actually here to be speaking and I'm really not at all. And when I do, I feel all the feels and all the thoughts come up. That was a key for me to really dig into what's going on. Like, what are those thoughts that are coming up? Why did I decide that I needed to be quiet? Why did I decide that I would be more authentic to myself if I did not speak? Okay, and so those are opportunities as you go through this, as we go through the list and as you picture your chart or have it in front of you, asking yourself, why am I not doing that if this is aligned for you? And how, like maybe why don't I see that as a gift? What are the stories that have been told to me? Or what stories have I made up on my own? Okay, the G center is the next one down. It's like the diamond shape in the middle. The G center is all about your like identity. It's kind of like self-love and identity. And so if you have this defined, you're going to be pretty confident. You're designed to be confident, magnetic, having a consistent sense of like who you are and where you're going. You're going to have some certainty in who you are and that identity piece of like, this is who I am. You're kind of just going to know, here's who I am, and I'm the same over here as I am over there. You won't feel shame or guilt in who you are, feeling like people are just kind of like it's safe to be you. Like that's a defined G center. And so you may find that it's helpful if you share about like how you practice your self-love or self-care practices. How, like what are the things that you're doing and how are those impacting your life, your parenting, your business? Because you're going to have a consistent way of taking care of yourself, of just like, here's who I am and this is what I'm about. Okay, moving on to the defined ego. This one is off to the right a little bit. It's like a little triangle. The ego, also sometimes I've heard it called the heart center. This is the center where like desires, motivation, willpower, competition, any of those can be in the ego. And so in alignment with the defined ego, you like have the desire, you can get things done, maybe like competitive, but kind of playfully, not like I have to win or else dot, dot, dot. You're really going to own your desires, seeing like my desire. If I do what I want to do, that means that like that in doing that, I am a gift to the world. Like seeing that the greater impact of you really following and staying true to those desires, it's a defined ego kind of a thing. Keeping your word, keeping your promises, having strong boundaries around those promises, just like confident in your self-worth, your value, not really attaching any sort of outcome to self-worth, just like you're going to have that consistent sense of like, well, this is what I want, so here's what I'm doing. And so in business, you may find that if you can show your audience, like show that energy, why are they worthy of their desires? Like a lot of times we are going to be attracted to the people who have like an opposite. For example, I have a defined ego. I tend to attract a lot of people who have undefined egos, and it could be because I am here saying, well, here's what I want to do, so of course I'm going to do it. And they're like, oh, I see that. I want a little bit of that. And it's like an opposites attract kind of a thing. And so if you have a defined ego, you can show your audience why they are worthy of their desires. Whether they have a defined ego or not, we need to like normalize this idea that like our desires are here for us. And if they're here, like if you have the desire, that means it's for you and it's like it's good. It's good for everyone. Yeah, hope that makes sense. Okay, moving on. We're going to go over to the spleen, which is on the left side. It's the leftmost shape on your chart. So the defined spleen is like intuition, it's instincts, it's physical body, health, all those things is very spleen. So in alignment with the defined spleen is going to be you're intuitive about like what's healthy for you and what's not. You're going to be pretty physically healthy. You're going to be able to be vibrant and just energized. You're going to be able to navigate and manage fear pretty easily because the spleen is also a center of fear in the shadow side. So if you have a defined spleen and you're in alignment, you're going to be able to, you know, fear comes in, you know how to handle it, fear goes away. So you're going to have a consistent sense of like what is right for you. And I've heard it described kind of like a spidey sense, like you're just going to kind of know when something's right or when something's off. You're going to be like, oh, you're walking in a dark alley at nighttime. You might just be like, I need to move to the other side of the street right now. You don't know why. You have like a spidey sense. It's like something's happening. I don't need to know why. I don't need to know any information. I just know for me and my physical body right now, what's safe is for me to go over there. Or maybe you just get this urge. I need to get up and like leave this place right now. Or even the other way. What's right for me right now is eating some Thai food. Like that's what I need. So it can happen in all different ways. In your business, you can use your defined spleen to talk about like how to tell when it's time to let go of something, how to know when how to trust that intuitive hit that's inside of you. Okay, moving along to the sacral, that one's in the middle. So the spleen's on the very left. It's the next one in that's connected to the spleen. It's a square. If you have a defined sacral, this is the center of creativity and energy, pleasure and life force, all of these different things. It's like, I've heard it described as it's the biggest battery, or like it's the biggest energy center, and it's like a battery. And so if you have a defined sacral, that means you're either a generator or a manifesting generator. And in alignment here is really following that joy and pleasure and, you know, what do I want to do? Like, what feels good in my body? What lights me up right now? Just it's very much responding to either people or thoughts, signs around you, however you want to think about responding. It can show up in so many different ways. If you have a defined sacral, you're going to be filled with excitement, pleasure, creativity. And remember, this is in alignment. So if you have a defined sacral and you're like, wow, that doesn't sound like me, this is where you start writing it down. Okay, what's going on here? Why don't I feel like I can follow my joy? Why don't I feel like I can lean into this thing because I really want to do it? And like, it feels good, but why am I making that wrong? So in work, you'll be working on things that you really love doing. You're going to feel very satisfied. And in your business, sharing the joy and the pleasure that you feel from like little moments. I don't have a defined sacral, but I've heard it described as like butterflies in your stomach. Like when you get that sacral, yes. It's like, you know, you have like the tingly sensation of this is what I want to do. This is what's going to bring me joy. And so being willing to follow that, trust that, and use it. And I hope you're able to see how each of these is like such a gift, right? Each defined center that you have is such a gift. Because it's consistent energy that you always have access to, and it's coming from within you, it's coming out of you. There are also gifts in your undefined centers. It's just different, and we're not going to go into it today because that would be a very long episode, but maybe another episode. If you're curious, let me know. We can also talk another time. Because there are gifts, like human design is a beautiful system, I think, because it shows there's so many opportunities to see what's right about you. Like the things that maybe you've been making wrong are actually right. Okay, we're going to move on. We have two more centers. We have the emotional and we have the root. So the emotional center is all the way on the right of your chart. The emotional center is emotions. So it's the center of the emotions. So when you have a defined emotional center, that means that you're going to be an emotional authority, which I won't get into too much, but that means that you're going to have an emotional wave. So when you need to make a decision, you're going to kind of ride all of the emotions until you come to a neutral. And that neutral is really where you're going to be like, oh, now I just know. Now I know what I want to do. And so you're going to be emotionally intelligent. You're going to have that emotional wave that you will navigate. You can ask for emotional guidance when needed, if you need it. You're not going to push it on other people, though. Okay, so it's kind of like an in alignment, out of alignment thing. You're going to know that you're emotionally powerful, and you may even find yourself teaching emotional intelligence because it's something that just you have that consistent way of doing it. And so in your business, you may find that you are naturally just doing some of these things. You may find that you're naturally bringing your audience on an emotional journey because you have consistent access to a way of processing your emotions. Okay. And then the last center that we're going to talk about today that's defined is a defined root center. And that one's at the very bottom. And the root center is the center of it's associated with your adrenals. And so I think of it as a very like driven, it has like a pulsating nature. So it might be like push, 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 and then like a pause, and then a push, 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 and then a pause. So it's kind of like a physical pressure to achieve, evolve, accomplish things, improve, move forward, all of those things. But you almost will feel like a pressure. It's a pressure center, so you may feel that kind of pressure. And so in alignment with a defined route is going to be taking time to rest between your projects, not being ashamed of your ambition or your inner drive. And this one has been a big one in my story. I have a defined route, and there are times when I feel like, why don't I just want to sit down and play like Legos for 6 hours with my kids? But I don't. I want to like get things done. Like I of course I want to play with my kids, and I want to be with my kids, and I love my kids, and I love being a mom. And I have this internal like drive to do something. So that is something that I have personally worked through. And a lot of the people that I've talked to in human design sessions or in other types of settings have the same thing, especially women, especially moms, kind of that natural, like, oh, but it's not okay to be driven. But if you have a defined route, you are driven, and it's a gift. So I want you to hear me on that. So if you have a defined route, in alignment, it's going to be managing stress. You're going to have healthy outlets, however you like to exercise. Maybe it's high intensity workouts. Maybe it's going on walks. Maybe it's runs. Whatever you're going to do, you're going to need to find a way to manage some of that stress and kind of ease that pressure that you might be feeling. And you can create a sense of urgency for others to borrow and use. And so in your business, you can share about like, what are you doing to manage your stress? Because that's going to be supportive for people who maybe don't have a consistent way of doing that. Okay, we made it through all the centers, and I could talk about this all day long. And I wanted to also mention, if you're not signed up for my training on Thursday, I would love to have you there, because it's going to be a time where we're going to walk through some really cool stuff. A cool metaphor, a really awesome framework. I'm going to share some thoughts that I have and my own personal experience of how I've thought some things in my life I've thought were like flaws, like something wrong with me, when really it's actually what's right with me. And we all have these stories, and it's going to be really good. It's going to be great. And at the end of it, I am going to open the doors to a new program. They will be the first people to know about it. I'm not even sharing the name anywhere on Instagram or anything like that. So at the end of the training, I'm going to give away a free PDF on how to find gifts in your human design chart. And so it's going to have a big list of, here's all the different ways you can look at your chart and find your gifts. Because I'm so passionate right now about helping people see that they are unique and special and wonderful, and you have so many gifts. Not that you don't already know that, because I think a lot of people do know, and they're like, yeah, I do have these gifts. And it's very possible that there are things about you that you've made wrong in your own story, in your own mind, that actually are ways that you are perfectly designed to be. And I think human design is a wonderful tool to be able to see a chart and say, oh, well, that's actually a good thing when you thought it was a bad thing. So it kind of gives you this neutral thing. It's a neutral chart to compare your experience against and say, oh, am I making that wrong, or am I making that like one of my gifts? Am I considering that a flaw, or am I considering it a gift? So go ahead and go to redeemingrootscoaching.com/flaw to sign up for the training on Thursday. It's at 2 p.m. Central. And at the very end of the training, I'm going to share the link. It's free. You don't have to buy anything. You get the PDF just for staying to the end and sticking with me. It's going to be so fun, though. And I am really excited to share this stuff, because it's been kind of bubbling under the surface for quite a while now. And it feels like now is just like the perfect time to let it out. And I am excited to be able to incorporate human design into it and my own personal experiences and expertise as well. So thanks so much for being here. I would love it if you had any questions or takeaways or ahas. Please go to Instagram. I'm at It's Megan Barrett. And I would really love to just hear what you took away from this. even if it's like one thing, if you're like, wow, I didn't know anything about human design, that's great. I really would like, I actually would like to know where you're at. And I would like to know also, what are your defined centers? So if you're willing, pull up your chart, go over to It's Megan Barrett on Instagram, send me a message, and I would love to just chat about your chart because I really love doing that. Yeah, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks you so much for being here.
Hey, look at you go. You made it all the way to the end of the episode. That is something to celebrate. Do you know how many people don't finish the things they start? If you liked this episode and want to support me and my mission to help people find purpose, heal their past, and get results, share the love. It would be amazing if you would leave a rating and review or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And if you're ready to dig deep, do the work, and get results, head on over to redeemingrootscoaching.com to join the email list and book a discovery call to see if working together would be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening today. See you next time.